Cubs fans, how you doing? It's your boy Jonathan Macri with you for another episode of NBA Takedown, coming at you on the Monday of Thanksgiving week. We are all very excited to have our turkey and our stuffing and our assorted potato-related products. I was in Whole Foods for an hour earlier today. That was so much fun. I can't wait to relive that experience. Who am I going to introduce first? I'm going to go with Jeff. Jeff, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Doing well. Is a short week for some, long week for others. Either way, I'm thankful.
Here's the problem, Jeff. It's a fucking long week already, but it's a short week.
That is also
if you catch my drift,
also true.
Which yes. I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever. Probably just does in my head. Maybe Sean's too. Hello, Sean. Sounds like you're having a long week already.
It is already a long week. But you know what? I'm thankful that this week is here because spend time with some family, some friends, eat some food, and reflect on and start reflecting on the year that has been that in 2025.
And we will be reflecting today. Very excited to do some reflecting on things that maybe not some things that we are thankful for, but things that we would be thankful for if we were fans of certain NBA teams, and perhaps some things that we might not be thankful for if we were some fans of other NBA teams. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Naomi, you ready? Let us start with the takeoff.
2-1-0, ignition, liftoff.
I guarantee you, your NBA podcast does not have multiple interns working for it. Shout out to Naomi, our other Fordham student working on this pod. Excited to, for everybody to get to know her in the coming weeks and months. But we're going to start with the takeoff. The floor is your guys. Does anyone have a fresh take that they would like to usher in for the day?
I do.
Go for it.
The New York Knicks love to let go of the rope, just like they did last year.
Oh God, I knew this.
And they will let go of the rope until they're in a position where they know if they let go of the rope, their season is over, which is why they don't do in the playoffs. But this team loves to let go of the rope, and I think that guy over there, all the way to the right, all the way to the far left, agrees with me.
Not me. Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff?
Listen, if your star player goes out with the ankle injury the first time you see a team, and one of your best role players gets his shoulder popped out of the socket on a pick that is called a foul on him.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to get to the point where you say, you know what? Say what y'all got to say. Let's get back to New York, bro. Let's get back to New York. Enough is enough. Take our ball and go home, because I don't think it's worth criticism. It's worth calling out. But I've seen enough business decisions being made in sports to where if it's for the greater good, it's got to be good in the end. But yeah, dude, that game. And this isn't going to be my take, but tangentially to that game, yo, refs. Y'all gotta start calling games at least 60-40, bro. Because you put these players in a position where they're going to get injured. Are we playing hoops? Are we playing rugby? Are we playing 7-on-7 flag? Are we playing full contact football? Whatever we're playing, let's play it, and let's play it for both teams. And this is agnostic of rooting or fan interest in general, because when you start to call it tight, you ruin the flow of the game. When you don't call it at all, eventually somebody's going to get hurt, or we're going to get in a situation where we don't know what a foul is, and that's going to bring the game in a slog. Y'all take 30 minutes. Damn, Sean, we might need VAR at this point, because if y'all going to take 30 minutes, we might as well institute some higher level of review to still get it wrong. So, yeah.
Can I be honest for a sec? There were one exceedingly lengthy review at the end of that Knicks Magic game. And then there was another review after that that was longer than it should have been. And I'm sitting there and I have the post game show, and then I need to get downtown to SNY Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching these nincompoops stand there on the fucking sidelines looking at, and Mike Breen's like, he's losing his shit. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I really, this of all the days that this is happening, this is not the day I need this to happen. But
John, when Mike Breen goes heel on referees, something like, and for those of you who don't watch local Knicks games or don't watch the MSG feed, if you have League Pass, Mike Breen is the same Mike Breen that you get on ESPN with a slight Knicks slant. To the chagrin of some Knicks fans who want him to be full homers like some of these other broadcasts, but he is pro ref. He is ref fi ref, right? He's part of ref fi ref fraternity. He's pro ref, but when he's calling it out, like when he said Clyde, I don't know what's a foul anymore, and then Clyde hit the I knew it wasn't. Clyde is just like Clyde Frazier is speechless.
If you listen, if you make Clyde speechless, that's an accomplishment. And then on your point about all of the people losing their minds after that game, you are two people spoken like someone, neither of whom had to do a post game show after that one. I will just leave it at that.
God bless. God bless. The ref thing could be my take. I know we got to keep it moving, so it's all good.
And I'll make mine quick. The Miami Heat are going to get a top four seed in the East this year. It's happening. I am fully sold on the offense. I think they're going to integrate Hero fine. He doesn't play any defense, but that's fine because they don't care about playing defense. Top four seed. And if they aren't already, they're going to finish the year as a top five offense. Anyone want to hate on that?
With no picks?
If that happens, then Eric Spoelstra is coach of the year, and my 41 bet will cash.
I was about to say, who's rooting for that one? The guy in my
time.
This guy.
Yeah.
He's got to finish his story, man. It's time. The fact that he's never won one, right?
He's never won one, and that's
what maybe else we'll needs that to happen for him.
A category. We'll do that as category later in the year. We get closer to awards. Who's the greatest coach never to have won a Coach of the Year award? I know one gentleman who has two, but we don't have to talk about him today.
doesn't have a job.
Okay. We're ready to do this draft?
Yes,
let's
sir.
Do it.
I'm excited about this one. Okay, so we're doing a Thanksgiving draft, our first annual Thanksgiving draft, NBA Takedown Thanksgiving draft, in which we are essentially drafting things that we would be thankful for if we were a fan of that person, place, or thing, and things that we would not be as excited to be rooting for. So we're going to do six categories, continuing to take inspiration from Jeff's words earlier in the season. I tried to be more positive than negative, Jeff. Did you hear that? I tried. So we're doing four positive categories and two not so positive categories. So the categories are, what's that, Jeff?
I said, I'm with it. I'm with it. Like those who deserve the lump of coal before Mariah Carey has sung her first note, need to get it.
Listen, I think I would be very happy with a world in which only 33% of the people deserved coal. I think it's probably a little bit more than that, but say that comment for another day. Our categories, here we go. Category one, and you could obviously draft these in any order. You just have to fill all six categories by the end of the show. Star player you'd be most thankful to root for. So what is a star player? Look, the committee, meaning the two people that do not make that pick, will vote on if it's star player or not. At the very least, they had to make at least one all-star team. I'm not worried about this category. Coach you'd be most thankful to be holding the clipboard for your team. Category three, role player you'd be most thankful to root for. Rather than this is going to be, does it pass the smell test? Like, we all know what a role player is and what a role player isn't. So if anyone's trying to pull shenanigans, they're going to get called out. Category four, playoff matchup you'd be most thankful for this year. Only caveat, this is the only category, cannot involve the Knicks because we're all Knicks fans here. Category five, team that you are most thankful you do not have to root for. And finally, the player that you're most thankful that you do not have to root for. The caveats are the same as for any draft. So for once a player or coach or team gets taken, everyone from that organization is off the board. So if with my first pick, I draft Josh Hart as the role player that I'm most thankful that I get to root for, that would be a bold decision, Cotton. All the Knicks would be off the board. I don't get to draft Mike Brown. I don't get to draft the Knicks as a team. I don't get to draft them as a team in a playoff matchup, but though that's not allowed for us anyway. Any questions?
So we're each picking one category. We're each picking for one category, right? So there's going
to
be...
No, we everybody has to have their six categories filled. So there will be 18 picks in this draft.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
And 21 total teams represented because of the category for playoff matchup. Each of those will have two teams in that taken off the board there, okay?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here's what we're going to do. Super official.
There we go.
Ready? The first pick, y'all got to trust me on this, that this is not shenanigans. Sean's laughing because
I'm laughing because it's like, dude, you can rig the draft all you want. I don't care.
First pick, me.
All right.
Okay, you rigged the fucking draft.
It's 33.3%.
second pick, Jeff, and then Sean's on the turn. All right.
See, we shouldn't have tanked snake last draft. Show, Sean. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter. Exactly. Tanking doesn't work.
Snake draft?
Of course, a three-person draft?
All right.
Yes, it's snake draft, obviously. All right. A lot of different ways that I could go here, and I think... when I thought of this little game, there were two names that came to mind immediately. I know that if I don't take one, or if I don't take, they will not be there for me on the way back around. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna take the one in the category I think is the thinnest category around. Mm. And I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to take Eric Spoelstra with the first pick.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Of course.
He obviously wasn't going to make it.
He wasn't going to make it past that first pick.
Like, I'm just trying to think of like who... Who's the second? Well, no, I won't say who's the second pick in that category because someone's going to say that and I don't want to say it out loud. But like,
right.
You could argue that the gap between number one and everybody else in that category is not only bigger than the gap in any of these other categories, but is bigger by a substantial margin.
100%, man. Yeah. I think there's probably 90% of the league who would commit acts of unspeakable. A crime to get Eric Spoelstra as their coach.
Yeah.
It's just that he is the culture. And I said that last time. He is the culture. So he was not making it. The snake was not going to see him come back up to you. So
no,
I get it. Like that dude, longevity, what, 16 years? And he's Team USA's coach? 17 years, maybe?
So he... was the coach before LeBron got there in 2010. It's been around 16, 17 like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's the coach of Team USA as well. He's going to be the next Pantheon coach. That's just around the game forever. Like he has the personality, but he doesn't show it as much, but he could be this generation's John Madden for coaching.
I was going to go with a different John. I was going to go with John Wooden. And I think there's
anyone,
either one. I was going to go because here's the thing with Madden. Madden didn't coach a long time. Madden only coached for about a decade or so. The thing with Spo is he got started so young. I mean, look, mm-hmm. we're decades away from this, but like if we did last week, who might break LeBron's record? Like I think there's a decent chance that Spo eventually gets up there to pass, Pop, but we have decades to talk about that. All right,
like
Jeff, you're next up with
the NBA.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Tell me about it.
Woo! Damn.
I'm keeping track of all this. Naomi, if you want to keep track of all this as well, just in case anybody tries to pull shenanigans, feel free.
I'm keeping track of it too. So you already pulled draft order shenanigans.
So, I didn't do anything.
You know what? This is the beauty of having the second pick that I'm always a couple of picks away. So this one category I'm a coin flip on, so I'm gonna see if the fates choose for me. I'll run back the coach most thankful for.
Really?
I'll run it back, yeah. Because the next one I have a 50-50 shot. I do, because you can't pick that category twice. Mark Daigneault.
It's the other guy that was in my mind, and I wondered if someone was going to take him early. Okay.
Yeah, he's a young coach, innovative coach. It seems like the squad respects him. Got it out the mud in the G League, and it takes a lot to motivate a team that won a title. As John, it drops as his
I fell over
drops
because,
his camera because he could not believe I just, picked.
Mark as a reminder, Gavin. You did not need to take another coach. I just want to be very clear about
no,
that.
I know. I'm just taking him off the board.
I love it.
That's why I run it back. But I just think I was going to go coach here first, regardless. So I appreciate what he did. And for him to have that team even more motivated. Where they're like, what, 16-1 now at this point?
So I think 17 after last
17. Night, yeah, it's ridiculous. I think that's if you had my handful of coaches that were already, you know, when the Knicks were going through their search, if you said, hey, you could get anyone, like, and they would say yes, it probably would have been Spo 1, Dagnall 2.
I respect it. I like it. Okay. So two coaches are off the board, which is great for Sean because he can now officially save. Well, actually, no. He can't necessarily save coach for a while because, again, if the coach he wants, someone from that organization is taken, the coach goes off the board too. So this is going to get very interesting. Sean, you have two picks.
All right. So let me just get this out the way. The player that I am... The star player I'd be most thankful to root for is the water polo guy in Denver, as Mensa refers to him as, that is Nikola Jokic. I would love to watch him play basketball for my team. So we can get that out of the way right now.
It was either Spo or Jokic for me at one, and the only reason the tiebreaker. I think. I think Jokic is like the correct pick, but there's a lot of great stars in the league, and there's only one Spo. But I love the pick here. It's great. Great value.
And now, for my next pick, since I'm on the wraparound, I'm going to go to, and I think I'm going to take this, I think I'm going to take this entity from John. The team I am least thankful to root for.
I as soon as you start, I didn't even need to hear the tone of your voice when you started saying what your pick was going to be. Say the team, because I knew you were going in this direction. Say the team.
The team is the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
Because not only are the Brooklyn Nets not the most popular team in their city, not only are they not the most popular team in their borough, they're not the most popular team in their own building.
Are you including the Brooklyn Dodgers in that too? Because they might be below Dodgers that as well.
Basketball team.
Oh, okay.
They're not the most popular professional basketball team in their state, in their city, in their borough, in their arena.
Do you think there are more New York Giants fans? And I'm not talking about the football Giants. I'm talking about the Giants that moved to San Francisco in the 50s. Do you think there are still more Giant fans in New York than there are present day Brooklyn Net fans?
Yes, because of Chris Mad Dog Russo and all of his family members. So yes, I am thankful that I do not have to root for that irrelevant franchise on the corner of Flatbush and Atlantic Avenue in downtown Brooklyn.
I mean, I'm not gonna voice a disagreement. I'm gonna save more commentary for later in the draft, though. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, Jeff, you are up next.
Ooh, star player I would most like to root for. Jokic is a good one. That was a great one. Yeah, I would have loved that. That was an excellent one. Give me Ant-Man.
Oh, that's a
good one.
Cut a little from early, the cloth, maybe?
Cut from the cloth of 90s hoops. Last of the non-media trained superstars.
might be
will give you effort in the advanced analytic of dog. He is certified canine. Hilarious. I think his teammates, Anthony Edwards, personality wise, is the Jameis Winston of the NBA.
Yes.
I think he's one of the GOAT. I think he might be the top three best personality hires in the NBA. Because I think his teammates love him. They elevate. He elevates game just by being him and just having that personality to eject positivity and motivation into his team. Anthony, he could tell folks when they're wrong in his way and they don't wilt because you want to do better for him. And I just think my team is the Knicks. Ant-Man in the Garden for 41 games a season would be cinema. Would be absolutely straight cinema every night. Every night. It don't matter who you playing. It could be the worst team. It could be the best team. He'll give it his all. He plays both sides of the court. Like, yeah, if there was a chance I could root for him, I root for him already. If there was a chance I could root for him on my team, sign me up.
Every piece of your argument is waterproof. The one thing that I do feel the need to interject, not that there are that many of these guys out there, but we don't yet know if Anthony Edwards could be the best player on a championship team.
That's true.
With all of the possibilities out there for this pick, that's the only, and yet do you really care? Because he's like, man, and plus you get the chance, you every night there's a possibility that you're going to witness a dunk that's going to be on a poster on like your kid's bedroom wall like 20 years from now. Whatever happened to Yuta Watanabe? Is he around still?
Who knows? Who knows?
Did he get sent up to the good place? all right, I got two. I'm not gonna fuck around with this first pick.
Don't.
In the category of player that I would least like to root for.
This is good. I'm curious to see where you're going with this.
You're curious? I'll give you a hint. His middle name is fucking Joel fucking Embiid. My man, I hope that you never play another game for the rest of your life because my man, Mitchell Robinson, is still dealing with the bullshit that you caused, what, a year and a half ago?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Is it? Wait. Oh my God, that's right. It's two and it's no, it's yeah.
So 2024.
That was the 2024
playoffs. There you go. Mm-hmm. And also just like imagine being a Sixers fan. You now have that guy who you never know if he's gonna play. And if he plays, you never know if he's gonna be any good. And he has an extension for about $200 million that has not kicked in yet. Actually at this rate, he's probably gonna retire. But hey, would you retire if you had 200 million bones coming your way?
No,
I don't. I wouldn't be holding my
breath. Y'all gonna see me.
Yep.
Even if it's for five games, y'all gonna see me. You better Bobby Bonilla that contract if you don't want me to be around.
They'll give me any ideas.
You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna change the locks one day. Where do they play? What's the name of
the check cash the same way?
The Wells Fargo
Online
Garden.
Banking, baby.
Well, is it called it? It's called Wells Fargo Garden.
No, that's not what it's really called. It's now called Xfinity, the Xfinity Mobile Arena. Before it was the Wells Fargo Center until it became Wells Fargo Garden when we played them.
Now it'll be Xfinity MSG.
Yes.
Xfinity Mobile Square Garden.
I don't want to live in that world. Reminder, because I just saw a comment in the chat. This does not have to be a star. This could just any player that you don't want to root for. So that's why I'm getting away with that, because Joel Embiid's not a star anymore. Okay. And then I'm going to, this is tough. Cause there's a few different categories where I have someone in mind in particular, but I can't even go in that direction. Okay. There's a category here that I think is getting a little thin early, which is why I'm going to take it off the board now. And in playoff matchup I'm most excited about, I am going Rockets Warriors. And I don't need to say that that takes a whole lot of goodies off the board. And just to be clear, there are other matchups that I would rather see, but given how the Thunder, the Nuggets, and the Wolves are already off the board, and I said that the Knicks are not eligible in this category, I think Kevin Durant's return, you know, or facing the Warriors, that whole thing, you know, I just think it would be an interesting interesting matchup between two very contrasting styles of basketball. So, yeah, that's my pick.
I like that one. That's a good one. That's a great matchup.
I think that's more dastardly than you realize now when we look at some of these other categories, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, you've knocked a lot off the board. Yeah, so
that's the thing.
Let's see.
So Jeff has coach and star he'd be most thankful to root for.
You know what? I gotta really think about that one now. I'm thinking I'm gonna go to team.
That you'd least want to
refer. My number one pick. I think all of our number one picks went off the board when Sean Sean picked it. Team I'm most thankful I don't have to root for. I have tons of light in this room, so there's no reason for me to light anyone's beam. I've been to Sacramento once. I have not been to Sacramento since. I'm not going to shoot on the city. Because you were resilient. Shout out to Kevin Johnson. Y'all kept y'all team. Y'all kept y'all beam. But you could keep them. I don't want them. They have been the most feudal organization in the 20th century. And nobody cares because they're at the top of the Northwest. Right, like towards the top of the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. They might as well be the Pacific Northwest, the way people have treated them. They went like 85 straight years without making a playoff run. Their ownership is incompetent. I don't know what they're cooking this year. I'm glad everybody got jobs, but I don't know what they're cooking roster wise this year, and. I think they had something fun going the last few years and that got blown up. And I already root for a team that had their share of struggles this century. I wouldn't want to add to that. And I just think they avoid a lot of the smoke they should get from media types because they're not in the number one media market in the world. And the Kings for Clicks economy isn't really hitting as much as they used to. You can't roll that in a subprime loan. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, don't king me. Don't king me.
I would say two quick things. Number one, and this is why I didn't say it before, this would have been my runaway first pick for a team that I did not want to root for. All due respect to the Nets, here's why. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving already said, yeah, I want to come play there. We could the NBA could be around for 480 seasons. Ain't no one any good is be like, you know where I want to go affirmatively? I want to go to Sacramento. And number two, in a past life, several past lives ago, when I was a trial coach, an adjunct at Fordham Law School, I had a team that we went to a competition in Sacramento, which is why that's the only time I've been to Sacramento. And we're standing in, it was like right across from the courthouse, which happened to be right next to City Hall or the mayor's office, whatever it is. And they were practicing their like closings and openings and whatever else. So it's a bunch of kids in suits talking into the air, probably look pretty strange. So a gentleman walks up to the group of us and says, I'm sorry, can I ask you guys, what are y'all doing? And it was Kevin Johnson. I took a picture with us and I got his card. And so if I had my wallet, I would actually hold up the business card. I've always kept it since then. And he was he was an incredibly kind gentleman. And then he walked away and he was probably like, these people are, we need to fix this city. Great pick, Jeff. I like it.
Yes, sir.
Sean, you got two.
All right. So John's all right, I'm gonna go dash. Oh, wait a minute. You motherfucker.
Right?
Okay. No, yes. Because what I wanted to all right, you know what? Okay, so
no, you can't say what you it's not like what I wanted. You make your pick.
No, well, okay, I was going to pick playoff matchup, but the playoff matchup I wanted to pick, I can no longer pick because you picked Mark Dagno. So
I picked Mark Dagno.
Yeah. Oh,
you picked, yes, Jeff picked Mark Dagno. So I will go with, so I'll go with playoff matchup.
Okay.
And the playoff matchup I would love to see would be the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs.
Hey, who's your first pick, dude?
Oh, shit.
Listen, we should. I know it's noon on a Monday. We should have done shots. Like, if you try to draft someone in a fantasy football draft that has already been taken, you had to do a shot. We should have had.
Actually, you know what? Then I will. You know, I just reminded me that Jeff took Jeff took a choice off the board with me for Sacramento. All right, you know what? I will go with the San Antonio Spurs and the Los Angeles Lakers.
There you okay. I was waiting for someone to take the Spurs in playoff matchup.
Good. I like that one.
That might be the passing of the torch.
And it's great because there's history there. Like, there's a lot of history between Lakers and Spurs in the playoffs. That's a good pick.
All right, so I'm gonna write that down here. Okay, so
You have, just to recap really quick, you have Jokic and star Nets and team you're thankful you don't have to root for, and the Spurs versus the Lakers in playoff matchup you'd be thankful to see. Categories that you have left are the player you'd least like to root for, the your role player you'd be thankful for, and you still have coach.
So the player I was gonna go for player I'm most thankful I don't have to root for is Russell Westbrook, but he's off the board.
Sorry,
because Jeff took the Kangs. So I would take the role player I'd be most thankful to root for. Actually, wait a minute. I don't think he's a role player anymore. I think he starts now.
All right, we could say it. We could debate it.
Is Dante a starter DiVincenzo. Not a role player?
DiVincenzo. Oh,
yes. Dante DiVincenzo. That's the player. That's the role player. I loved rooting for that guy.
That's a great pick. Oh, wait!
Wait,
you can't
minute.
Pick him.
Damn it. Oh,
John. Maybe I should go. Maybe I should have written the rules down. And like, I don't know, on a chalkboard behind me or something, so you could see them as you're doing the draft. That would have been a great pick, though. Off.
Yeah.
All right. Brother. Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay.
This is so good.
This is so annoying. All right.
There's still a lot.
There's plenty. Listen, there's plenty
there's
of players.
Teams left that you.
There's
can pick
plenty.
From.
There's plenty of players available. But I just want to nail this. Okay. I'm not trying to win the draft. I'm trying to stay true to myself, you know? So, I guess the player has to be active, right?
You cannot draft Taj Gibson. Otherwise I would have taken him already.
No, I would have taken Ben Simmons. Player I don't have to root for.
Yes. No. The player has to be, the player has to be in the league at the time, right now. Yes.
All right. The player. Okay. So let's think of a role player. I'm going to go role player I'd be most thankful to root for.
There's a lot of great role players in the league.
I know there is, but Devo just is a warm place in my heart forever.
Listen, Grayson Allen's available.
You're hilarious. All right. I will go for, you know, it's funny. There's players I hate and I just can't think of any, besides,
well, you'll have time to think about it before your next turn on the turn. Come on. We need a player. We need a role player.
Actually, you know,
it doesn't have to be a role player. You could do least likely or coach too.
Wait a minute. I can't do coach.
Yes, you didn't pick a coach yet. You need to draft a coach.
Oh, you know what? Let me take. You know what?
Fantasy draft before.
No, I will take a coach. And the coach I will take is Rick Carlisle.
Wonderful, fantastic pick. The coach of the, I think they got their second win.
Yes.
congratulations. You have the coach of the 2-14 Indiana Pacers. Fantastic pick.
Thank you. And guess what? That dude has put us in a spliff 2 years in a row. He helped my favorite non-Nick of all time win the championship by beating the Heatles. There's two coaches I would, if I had to choose, it would be either him or Nick Nurse.
All right. Here's the thing. And we're going to move on to Jeff. You don't get to respond to this one, Sean. Sorry. One, it is embarrassing for the rest of us in the KFS Fantasy League that we have allowed you to race out in front in first place of this league, because clearly your drafting ability is shit, because you could have had Carlisle with the last pick, because ain't no one was going to draft the Pacers for playoff matchup, player, any of that nonsense.
And I'm staying true to myself.
You got jammed up. That's what happened. Jeff, it's your pick. That's all that was.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
Don't you get jammed up too, Jeff?
No, I think I'm a shake up the draft.
Oh, okay.
Playoff matchup that I would most likely I'd be rooting for. Well, that's what it is, right?
You'd be most thankful to see this season.
The Detroit Pistons versus the Orlando Magic in War Games. A steel cage match. What rules? There are no rules. A 7-game series. Last team standing. Because, boy, if you are in the East and you got to go through Orlando and Detroit via con Dios, because if you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, if you are going to be the walking wounded.
That's a fantastic pick. It's just an absolutely
What are they going to call? What is a foul? Are there going to be fouls? Is this going to be a throwback to 1995, maybe 85 or 75, because between the Pistons and the what do you call it when you rush the offensive line and you just use your hands? Is there a certain technique where they call that? Well, that's the way. Well, I'll say the illegal blocks in the back on the picks versus hand fighting, grabbing, or jersey pulling. Those games might not. They might last 5 hours.
I mean, I'm excited for the potential playoff matchup because whoever, as selfishly as a Knicks fan, whoever, assuming that series takes place in the second round, whenever that playoff matchup takes place, whoever comes out of it, whoever wins it, is going to be so beat the hell up and smashed to a pulp that I don't think they're going to have anything left for whoever else they have to play.
Right. And I think if you are the Knicks and you are the Cavs, you are hoping that either the Knicks or the Cavs have to go through the black and blue gauntlet.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's what you'd love. But, man, what's that Tampa Bay rookie wide receiver?
Egbuka.
You getting this pick this late in the draft is like getting, it was like getting this, that guy, wherever he went in drafts this year. That's a phenomenal job.
Oh, yeah.
However, I'm going to beat it with my pick because
let's do it.
We're 11 picks into this draft. And with the 12th pick in the draft for star player, except it's not a star player that I would be most thankful that I get to root for, because it is a star player I am thankful I get to root for. No, sorry, Carl, not you, Jalen Brunson. It's my pick here.
I love it.
Carl got so excited wherever he is.
I bet he was so excited.
I'm sure he's watching right now. I'm sure he is. Okay, that's star player. And then, so I have role player and team that I would least like to root for next. So I will go with role player. I mean, there's a lot of great role players left, obviously. All right, can I put something to the committee?
Absolutely. What's up?
Is Derek White a role player?
Yes.
Yes.
So no matter what NBA Twitter, NBA nerd Twitter tells you, no matter how many all-star games they try to shoehorn him in, he's a role player. He's a star in his role, but he's a role player. I also think role player gets a bad, like, people think role player means you're not good. It's a role player.
Right, right.
Jeff, you okay with that?
Yeah. I'm good. I was good. Sean took the words literally right out of my mouth. So
at the risk of losing the draft because I just took a Celtic, I will go with Derek White.
Oh, man. So it's back on me, right?
So it's back on you. You have two categories left. You have to take, hold on, playoff matchup. You got
role player team. And player.
Role player you most want to root for, player you at least want to root for.
Ooh. All right, let me see. Let me look at who.
And I have recorded all of the teams that have been taken. If you want to toss something out there, I can let you know if they are available or not.
Okay. Damn.
I role player got good. Really thin really quick.
Yes, it did.
I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah, with all the picks. Ooh. Just give me 2 seconds. I'm looking for a couple of things. I want to go role player. I already took him.
By the way, I'll filibuster while you're looking. Yeah. Part of my draft strategy the whole time was to leave team that I'm most thankful I don't have to root for until the end of the draft. And yet I am looking now and I got to tell you, there's more of a drop off after because I had Kings 1, but Nets 2. And then I think there's more of a drop off after those two than I really considered. So I think it was a good job by you, Sean, and also Jeff. Great job taking the Kings when you guys did.
All right. Role player that I would most like to root for.
Most thankful now, that you'd be rooting
more
for.
Most thankful. So taking Brunson off the board kind of caught me. Like that. Sorry. That's where it caught me. No. It's all good. It's all good. Because I'm a go a little bit, I guess, beyond the pale with this. Okay.
Grayson Allen is still available.
He will be available for the remainder of this.
Can I take him? No, I can't take him.
I am going to go to the Big Easy.
Oh.
The city of New Orleans.
Oh, this is a good pick. If it's who I think.
And I'm going to say, does a rookie count as a role player?
You want to take Derek Queen?
I want to take Derek Queen.
A rookie could be a role player.
His role is a rookie.
Yeah, he hasn't done enough yet to warrant anything more. Yeah. I'll allow it if Sean.
I'll go with Derek Queen because for one, he aided in winning me a share of a survivor pool in NCAA with that shot he hit, that buzzer beater as a Maryland Terp. Go Terps! 1, 2. While I think he's going to be unfairly held to the standard of the trade that was made to get him in New Orleans, he's doing work. I think he's doing work and showing why somebody would make that crazy trade, even though you probably shouldn't have. And 3, I saw his back and forth with the Falcons on Twitter where they said they were marked safe from Derek Queen and he put the January 7th or whenever they play the Hawks next. I think dude got a personality. I like his game. And I think if you're a Pelicans fan, him along with Trey Murphy, I think those are guys that are lights at the end of the tunnel for you. So
it's a good pick. 2 things. 1, you've screwed me over because the Pelicans would have been my pick for team that I at least want to root for.
Ooh.
And 2, I do have to say, though, my next role player on my board was on the Pelicans, even though I don't have to pick role player anymore. It would have been Grand Theft Alvarado, but I respect Queen.
Ooh, I respect that's a good Queen. One.
I respect
that's Queen. A good one. That is a good one. And he's also from New York. That's an awesome one.
It's okay.
He hasn't played as much, so it's been out of sight, out of mind. Alvarado would definitely that's a good one.
I'm going with the rookie still. If the Knicks are still looking for a backup ball handler come the trade deadline, and spoiler alert, they probably will be, I would very much not mind for them to kick the tires there. Okay, Sean, you have your final two picks. You must select a role player who you'd be most thankful to root for and player who you'd least want to root for.
Okay, so the player I... So this is interesting because I have one team in mind for both categories. So I gotta pick one. I'll start with the player I'm most thankful I don't have to root for. From the Phoenix Suns,
okay,
Mr. PTO himself, Bradley Beal. Because
he's not on the Suns anymore.
Oh, he's a Clippers. No, that's fine. He's a Clippers. That's fine. It works.
His fucking team.
That's crazy.
But that tells you all you need to know.
That does tell me all I need to know. That's a great
Funny
thing.
Enough, you caught that before me, John, because I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
We're also, you know why we're also used to him being on the Suns?
Yeah, why?
Because how many games did he play for the Clippers this year? Two?
He played. Three? He was playing in games. He just wasn't good, and then now he's out for the year.
And so that is someone else's. Like, that dude is the like. I am so glad that I don't have to like that guy.
We're running long, and Jeff has to go one. Otherwise, I would call shenanigans on that because this is a draft for this season, and you would not be able to root for Bradley Beal this season because he's out for the rest of the year. But I will let it slide.
I have other guys, so I can pivot. I can pivot.
If you want. It's up to you.
I like that. That motion might sustain.
Come on.
I could allow it, but I think the motion might have to sustain.
So can I pivot or no?
Pivot.
All right, John Morant.
He's available.
I held off. I didn't know whether or not. I'm glad you did it for me, so I didn't have to do it because I had to hold that man. I got some last bit of grace, but you go ahead.
But you know what's crazy? Hold on. You know, I'm sorry. I was stealing your thunder. He would have been a legit contender in like kind of the Ant Edwards spirit, right? Of what you just took it. How many?
Two, 3 years ago. It would have been them neck and neck.
Oh man, go Sean.
Yeah. So John Morant, because I mean, the worst place to be is having a franchise player that's not taking you anywhere, but just stuck with, and they are stuck. And the role player I'd be most thankful to root for, and this is a bit of a lifetime achievement award because I've always loved this guy, and he's the dude that took John Morant to task recently, and that is Klay Thompson. I love Klay Thompson.
So eligible because he's a role player now.
Yes,
so
he's a role player now.
Again, if we really wanted to be sticklers, but it's in the spirit of the category. Jeff, are you cool with Klay being?
Yeah, because if we're talking about this season.
If it's
this season, then he gets that. Because he also. You made him pass
John.
Out.
I'm sorry, John. Are you okay?
Barely. I really got to get a better solution for this freaking thing. Okay.
This is amazing.
You literally stunned me.
It's live YouTube, y'all.
Yeah, no, that's how we do it. Okay. Jeff, you have your last pick.
Player I would least like to prefer. Like, you want to talk about. Did you go player yet, John?
So my only category left is team that I would least like to root for. You have a player you'd least like to root for.
You took player. Oh yeah, you did. All right.
Joel Embiid, he was my second pick.
Yeah, for sure. Jeez, it is slim
pickings.
There's not much out there right now.
Man,
I'm just gonna quickly read off the teams that are eligible to have a player drafted, or in my case, have be drafted. The Toronto Raptors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, actually surprisingly, are still available. The Atlanta Hawks, the Chicago Bulls, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Charlotte Hornets, right? Charlotte Hornets are available. Mm-hmm. The Washington Wizards, the Portland Trailblazers, the Utah Jazz. Bradley Beal did not get taken, so the Clippers are still on the board. And that's it. Those are the teams that are available.
All right. Okay. So
I'll give you a lob.
I'm down to two. I got two that I can pick. I'm just wondering which one. I gotta look at the teams again so that I confirm. Oh man.
You know what?
Player I would least like, I'm thankful that I don't have to root for.
Do it.
The fruit is on the floor. The fruit is on the floor, but we gotta get out of here. From Charlotte, nope. North Carolina. He is LaMelo Ball. And only, I'd love to watch him play. I've gone through situations where I've had to defend players tooth and nail and tooth and nail, and I am tired. I would not want to have to defend LaMelo Ball as being an all-star player. That's the only reason I'm thankful that I don't got to root for him, because the amount of defense that goes into defending where the Hornets are, how good he can be, his ceiling and all that, bro, I've had to do that with other players. I am comfortable not having to do that now. So y'all lay after it.
It's a really good pick. I think it was the only pick that you could have made.
There was one. I had a dark horse, and I don't think you're gonna.
Save it because
I'll save it.
Okay. So I am last pick team that I am most thankful I don't have to root for. With respect to the Clippers, who, much like Sean's pick, are a second city team and maybe embroiled in God knows what once this Kawhi stuff comes down, it's still the richest owner in the NBA and it's still LA. So like I have at least something to be able to look forward to. Like, the, you know, there's something good coming down the pike. So it's not going to be the Clippers. I know where you're going. Well, I don't even know where I'm going because I'm down to three. I'm going to also cross off the Atlanta Hawks, because as much as I would be, am very thankful, I don't have to root for a team that has Trae Young on it. I think that Trae Young might be off of that team in 6 months. And then that gives them like a really exciting young core. And oh, by the way, the Pelicans freaking draft pick. So that could be a very different situation very soon, to say nothing of what I might get for Trae Young if I trade him. So that brings it down to me to the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards. And it's a matter of what does hopium mean to me and how much do I get off on it? Because the Bulls, no disrespect, have none of it. At least the Wizards, they're, it's in strong supply. But the Wizards are also, I think, have the longest streak in the league of not making it to the conference finals. It's 45 years.
1979.
Jesus.
they were the Bullets back then, right? They were the Baltimore Bullets?
No, they're in Washington. They're in Washington by then. But yeah, 1979. Longest streak of, which is also the last time they won 50 games.
Yeah. You know what? If I was a Bulls fan, even if I was a young Bulls fan, I'd get to rock a Michael Jordan jersey.
That's the tiebreaker to me.
Ain't no Bullets, Wizards, Mystics. Am I forget Capitals? Ain't no. I don't know, maybe someone could play for the Capitals. No, none of those jerseys I'd want to rock. And 46 years is a long time. I will take with the last pick in the draft, the Wizards.
Love it.
All right.
I thought about the Chicago Bulls, but yeah, the Wizards just like.
Jeff, who were you? Who's the other player that you were deciding with for player you'd least like to root for?
Dark horse would have been Kawhi.
Oh man!
Imagine. Do you want to talk about? I'd rather defend Lamar Ball. I'd rather defend LeVar Ball. I'd rather defend Lonzo Ball. I morphed them. I fusion.
That's good.
I'd rather defend the entire Ball family than to defend what's going on with Kawhi. Like, if the biggest story of your team has to do with a journalist investigating you for not planting some trees. Mm-hmm. Yo, you got a problem, bro. You got a problem. And then you don't play?
Yeah.
Team PTO.
It's not great. A couple of very quick honorable mentions. Portland, Drew, I think, would have qualified as role player at this point.
I like that.
I don't think I saw Denny. Someone mentioned Denny in the chat. I think Denny's a star. And you can't, I just don't think he's like,
yeah.
He's not. There are better stars out there. The Bucks didn't get taken, which is, are either of you guys here? Let's end with that. Do either of you guys like want to root for Giannis or wish you got to root for Giannis?
I definitely root for Giannis.
I'd root for him. Is he a star that you think you would be as thankful to get to root for on the level of, you know, a Jokic or a Wemby or a Curry or a Brunson even? I don't know how I'd feel about that. I don't know.
As somebody who helped a team win their first championship in 50 years, I think that would make me like, yeah, I'd be thankful for him.
Ryan Rollins was going to be, well, he was on my like short list of star player, like role players to root for because I just think he has a fantastic story.
I love the story. The role player from the Bucks, the last guy I wanted to shout out was Bobby Portis. Ben Kim Gervey, great comment in the chat. I could have gotten a Michael Jordan Wizards jersey
you could have.
I could have. All right, let us go through our respective.
Excellent comment because he's right.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
You could have also rooted for Michael Jordan. I'd rather root for the Jordan that won the rings, but you know.
Okay, let's go through the categories. Let's try to do it in the order that I listed the categories in, if possible, because it'll help people keep it straight. In star player, I drafted Jalen Brunson. In coach, I'd be most thankful holding the clipboard for my team. I drafted Eric Spoelstra of the Heat. In role player, I'd be most thankful that I got to root for Derek White of the Boston Celtics. In playoff matchup, I'd be most thankful to see Rockets Warriors. Team, I'm most thankful that I do not have to root for Washington Wizards. And then the player that I am most certainly thankful I do not have to root for is Joel fucking Embiid. Jeff.
All right. So for star player, I had the Ant-Man. For coach, I had Mark Dagnall. Role player, Derek Queen. With a heavy honorable mention to Grand Theft Alvarado. I haven't seen you enough, brother. I'm sorry. Playoff matchup most thankful for would be Pistons Magic. Okay. Team thankful I don't have to root for is the Sacramento Kings. And the player I'm most thankful I don't have to root for is LaMelo Ball.
Sean, bring us home.
Star player would be most thankful to root for is Nikola Jokic. The coach is Rick Carlisle. The role player is Klay Thompson. Playoff matchup, Lakers Spurs. Team, the Brooklyn Nets that I thankful I do not have to root for. And the player I'm thankful I do not have to root for is Ja Morant.
So I am going to put this out for a poll on Twitter, and we're going to see who won this draft, and we're going to report back with the results. The next time we all reconvene, which will be next Monday, going to be a little bit of a different schedule for this week, in which we will have a special mailbag episode with me and our intern, Izzy. That is going to be popping up on Wednesday. So be on the lookout on my Twitter account, the NBA Takedown Twitter account, for a call for mailbag questions. And I'm looking forward to that. And then, we'll be back at it next Monday as we all collectively celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. Sean, last word before we get out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, make sure your turkey is not dry.
Amen to that. Jeff?
Retweet what Sean said. Have fun. Tap in with your loved ones. Please be safe, and we'll see you next week.
Lastly, I see we got over 1,000 people watching right now. Thank you for your support of the show. The three of us would be incredibly thankful if any of those folks watching today went the extra step and either followed the show wherever you get your podcasts, either on Apple or Spotify, or go and subscribe on YouTube. Turn those notifications on so you know whenever we go live. As usual, it is often on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon, but occasionally we'll have some other stuff in there as well. Everybody, hope you enjoyed today's show. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. All the best to you and your families. We will talk to you soon. Peace out.